When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's stamps.com. Code program.
Dear listeners, good morning and welcome to Comme d'Archi, the podcast that opens the doors to the fascinating world of architecture. For newcomers, let me introduce myself. I'm the spokesperson of Anne-Charlotte Despons, PhD in History of Architecture, published author, head of a communication and development agency based in Paris, France, dedicated to architecture. Let's meet every week to discuss culture and architecture with specialists and learn how to look at projects through a context and diversity lens. Thank you for being with me today, and now it's time for talent.
Bienvenue dans Comme d'Archi.
Hello, everybody. Hello, Ingrid Taillandier.
Bonjour. Hello.
Thank you for being with us today. You are a French architect. First, could you introduce us to your architectural practice? Then, could you develop more about your career in France, your focus on density and the Allure project?
Thank you for inviting me. I created my office in 2006, and before that I graduated from Paris Belleville and from Columbia University. I won my first competition for a public construction contract of a small building of 7 social housing units in Paris the same day I gave birth to my first daughter. And in the same year, I also became an associate professor. So 2006 is an incredible year for me. Then I went on to build a second building, 14 housing apartment, then 28. Slowly, I've been able to build more and more. And finally, now I'm finishing a third tower of 50 meters high. So these 15 years of practice gave me the opportunity to work on major themes and subjects that I really appreciate working on, like density. I was the curator of an exhibition about the invention of the European Tower at the Pavillon de l'Arsenal in Paris that helped the mayor of Paris at that time to get higher maximum height in 5 different places in Paris. And this question of density, the question of being able to give qualities to collective housing, and also the question of materiality, which is important for a building to last long. I believe that we can propose good design and well-being for all through our housing project. I believe we built for the people, for the inhabitants. Our building, in a way, play the role of transitional spaces between the public space, the street, and the more intimate private space of the apartment. A building, in a way, is a small community in itself. With our architecture, we can offer spaces for people to connect with each other. I will always start from the inside, from the quality of the apartment, but also of the quality of the common spaces. With natural light, with common uses of a roof terrace or a studio that you can rent for a few days for someone you invite. It is important to notice also that a part of our production is about rehabilitation of social housing. At the office, we aim to treat new projects and rehabilitation ones with the same attention, dealing with the question of metamorphosis, giving architectural ensembles a new identity and restore dignity lost under the weight of time. And above all, this rehabilitation improved the overall performance from an environmental point of view. The question of density also gives us a way to integrate our buildings better in their context, in their existing environment. For instance, Batignolles, the Allure project in the 17th arrondissement in Paris, which I designed jointly with Fresh Architecture. We had to design 121 units of housing in a triangle lot. And what we decided is to provide different morphology of and typology of housing, with a high building of 50 meters high, a smaller one of seven levels, and the one in front of the park was 2 level high with double duplex house to superimposed, so that we could discuss and dialogue with the different scale of the surroundings. Standing on a triangular lot, the 50-meter tall apartment tower, resembling a ship prows, enjoy views overlooking the business district of La Défense, the Eiffel Tower, the TGI of Renzo Piano, the Basilique of the Sacré-Cœur. The apartment benefits from 2 to 3-way orientation and are extended with generous 12 square meters balconies. These balconies vary from one floor to the next. They create double height effects. They are the filter that ensure privacy of the inoccupants on these balconies and protect them from overlooking views are also the one that give the strength to the facade. The building's volumes are expressed through the specific use of material and through the design of these exterior spaces. From the inside to the outside, the exterior spaces give a lot of quality. The tower is also a masterpiece in prefabricated sandwich panels of reinforced concrete. We were able to build above 9 levels thanks to our will to get the approval. And these prefabricated white concrete recalls in a way the stone of Paris, the color of the stone of Paris, and the brick buildings around this tower recalls the affordable housing project from the end of the 19th century and beginning of the 20th century, the HBM. Common areas, as I was telling, are the studio and the kitchen club on the exterior of the first floor. This kitchen club provide and enhance well-being for the inhabitants. In this project, the balconies plays a big part of making this project unique. It was really necessary to highlight them and turn them into objects with perfectly controlled mode nature and intimacy.
Thank you very much, Ingrid. Bye-bye, everyone, and see you next Wednesday for our new Comme d'Archie in English. Take care of yourself. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Thank you for listening. Don't forget to tune in to our previous content on Instagram at Comme d'Archie Podcast. If you like it, make sure to promote the podcast by giving it 5 stars on Apple Podcast and adding a comment, or on any of your favorite podcast platforms. And don't forget to subscribe and listen to all of our episodes for free. See you soon, and until then, take care of yourself.